You might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it...
When it started raining, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you might ask, what time does the movie...
What time does...
Does the movie...
The movie start or the show begins or something like that, you know?
Okay. And you say, it must have already...
It probably already started.
Or it probably already began. Okay.
Yeah.
You say it must have already.
It must have already begun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'd say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And say if you bought something, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and...
You wrapped it up. Wrapped it, yeah.
And if you had to say, then when I got home with it, I...
Unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it at a...
Sell it at a loss, or...
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a loss on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Say if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, well, I like it, but it... What, too much?
But it's too rich. Or it costs too much, or I can't afford it. I can't afford it, or...
Mm-hmm. And...
Something like that, I guess.
You'd say, on the first of the month, the bill is...
The bills are due.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Pay your dues. Yeah.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to...
Try to borrow some money.
You'd say in the 30s, money was...
Money was scarce or tight.
Mm-hmm. And some storekeepers, when you buy something or pay your bills... Some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...
A little present?
Uh-huh.
Lanyard?
Huh?
You're talking about lanyard?
Uh-huh. What was that like? Was that very common in this area?
Yeah. Back, that's when I was a kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Give you lanyard, you know, as a little bonus or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Would it be just a little extra of what you were buying or
yeah.
a little present?
Uh-huh. You bought, say, five sticks of candy, and he gave you six.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth one was lanyard, you know.
You could always count on getting something for lanyard?
Yeah, at certain places.
Huh.
Sure.
Do they still do that?
No, they don't do that now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's been 25 years ago, I guess, or 30, mm-hmm. since, you know, I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. You say, that would be a hard mountain to...
To climb, or climb.
But last year, my neighbor...
He climbed it, you know.
Uh-huh. But I have never...
Climbed it.
Okay. And you say he ran down the springboard and what? Into the water.
He jumped,
Goes head first, he...
He dived.
Okay. Several children have already...
Ah, dived.
Okay.
My brother, the teacher in England, tell me I'm hearing y'all butchers like.
But I was too scared to...
To dive in, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
A belly buster or something. A belly
uh-huh.
buster, I guess that's what we call it, you know.
And you say he dived in and what across?
We swam, really, but we say he swam across.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And swim. I have what there before myself? I have...
I think we'd be using that same word all the way, you know? I mean, commonly, you know?
Uh-huh. You say, I have...
I swam across before, you know?
Uh-huh. And children like to...
Swim.
Uh-huh. Someone got in the water and didn't know how to swim. You'd say that he better be careful because
he might drown, you know.
And yesterday he...
He drowned, yeah.
And I didn't see him after he was...
Drowned.
Okay. Did you ever say drowned?
Drowned it, yeah, uh-huh. sure.
I'm interested in this, which would be...
Proper, huh? Drowned or drowned.